When you put the milestones of your comeback, today is where?
We're right at that turning point. I feel like, you know, finally getting back out here on the field, finally running some routes, whether it be individual or any portion of practice, is definitely a step in the right direction. So I felt good. Route running felt really good. So I just want to continue to take good steps forward.
This was planned? I mean, you knew this, or you kind of pushed the issue, or they pushed the issue? How did it work?
Well, I'm pushing the issue every day, but they're not, they don't necessarily take my words for it. But this was planned. Wanted to come out here and get a good workload in and go take it a couple steps higher than what I've been doing the past couple weeks. So it was definitely a part of the plan.
Knowing sure. that obviously last year when you tried to push a little bit, there were setbacks. Are you, is that in the back of your mind at all? Are you cautious when you're out there because of that?
No, I can't be. I can't think about that stuff. I have to trust my body and trust that the work I put in has paid off, and I just want to go out there and just run. And not think about anything like that, because that's when, you know, that's when bad things happen. So I just want to put everything behind me, put it all out there on the field, and just continue to do my best.
And are you still convinced that come start of training camp July 28th, you'll be full go, ready to go?
I am. That's the plan. That's how I feel, and that's how the training staff is preparing me. So come July 28th, the plan is definitely to be 100% full go.
How do you feel out there, like, you know, today, if you evaluated yourself?
I was excited, man. I woke up my body woke me up at 5:55 this morning, and I was like, I'm getting to do something with my teammates out there. So I was excited about it. Whether it was, you know, one period or 12, I was excited to be out there with my teammates doing something. So it felt good. Route running felt good. Being out there with my receiving corps felt good. And I just want to continue to put the right steps forward.
What do you try to accomplish when you're out in a setting like this under the circumstances?
Just run every route the way you know how to do it. Run every drill the way you know how to do it. Catch every ball, and pay attention in every period. And get the mental reps, even though you might not be doing as much physically. Make sure you're getting the mental reps so I can stay ahead of the curve at some point.
Are you thinking about it at all when you run, or when after you do it, say, okay, did well there, it doesn't do well here?
Not really. No, I'm just running, man. I can't. You know, we've built the building blocks up. Pretty good with the training staff out here on the field practicing and doing the drills, the rehab drills that we've been doing. So we put some good legwork behind us. So now it's kind of just putting that out there on the field and continuing the progress with the team.
Was this the first time you stuck your foot in the ground, or had you done that in other previous sessions?
Well, the first time I did it was Friday. So we've done route running before, but it was kind of three-quarter, just kind of getting myself acclimated. Friday was the first time we were like, all right, this is going to be kind of a test day. Go out there and run full speed and see what happens, see how it goes. And it went well. And then it was like, okay, next week you'll do a little something, and then we'll kind of progress you from there, and then we'll gear up and get ready for training camp.
So Saturday there was no after effects or anything like that?
No ill effects. Everything felt good. A little general soreness, obviously, just from running, but nothing to the point where it was worrisome.
Did you ever think that maybe you should wait until the summer and not do it here in the spring and what went into that decision? Why did you
do
that?
I think I was ready. I think the training staff thought I was ready. I think I personally wanted to do something this spring, summer. But they, you know, they agreed. They saw that I was doing everything right. There were no setbacks after a while. And they agreed with me that I wanted to do something before this offseason program ended. So I'm happy they somewhat listen to me and not listen to them.
Just a psychological thing, just to get that something in, you think? I mean, it's not going to make you a better football player.
Yeah, I think so. Right? I think it's just for my mindset and just for, you know, just for me to understand and know that I can still do, you know, what I'm accustomed to doing, that I can still run routes, that I still feel good, that I can, you know, make a sharp cut and everything feels the same and nothing hurts. So I think it was definitely a mental thing for me, and I'm happy we got a chance to do that.
How do you feel compared to before you got hurt? Can you put a percentage on?
Right now, I hate putting percentages on it because that'll be the headline tomorrow morning. So I feel good. I'm just about there. I just got to continue to get, you know, the deeper routes and continue to build the route tree so I can continue to gain the confidence with every route that I run. But I'm feeling good. I'm just about where I feel. About 100%. So I'm just trying to continue that pace and continue to put these good days behind me and continue to extend my route tree and see where it takes me.
What are the differences you're noticing between a McAdoo practice versus a Coughlin practice?
Music. Music. Everything else is pretty much the same. He requires the same work ethic, the same attention to detail that Coach Coughlin did. The only thing is there's a couple more periods with some music. That's about it.
Do you think there's more rest?
I think we added one extra TV timeout is what we call it. But I think there's a little bit more rest. It gives us time to recover and get to from drill to drill. And so we're fresher when we get to, you know, our special teams period or our 7-on-7 period and things like that. So, yeah, now that I mention it, I think those TV timeouts help us.
What would you like to see happen with the playlist?
I think we're good, man. We got a good mix of different genres, different music. We even got some daytime television songs in there, some Family Feud I heard today. So I was excited, man.
You get to give suggestions, or is that?
I do. I send guys a couple screenshots of what I'm listening to and a couple Fetty Wap references in there, but they didn't play them all, so I got to get on tricks for that.
Did you steal a couple of those reps in that team walkthrough at the end?
No, that was planned. I didn't go rogue and jump in there. That was planned, so I definitely got to get a couple rests with Eli and kind of hear the terminology, line up, and line up against some defense and see how it feels. So it was pretty good.
It looked like when you did the gauntlet, you got a little bit of a cheer there.
Yeah, it was like, who's the new guy? they always kill me with that stuff, man. But it was good. It was fun being out there with the team, and I was definitely excited to be back.
You can't get ragged on when you're not in it.
Right? Exactly. Now I can get ragged on every day when I'm in there. They were talking about me being in all white and stuff like that, so it's... It was a good day. It was a good day.
Do you see some of yourself in Shepherd at all?
A little bit, absolutely. He's a good route runner. He's strong at the point of attack, at the point of the catch, and he's going to be a good player for us.